from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
American lawyer blames cruise company for phantom crew deaths. Antigua's tourism minister says multi-million dollar Guyana Island project is underway. And a regional academic hails Cuba-CARICOM Joint Commission. I am Keith Stonegraves, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The Miami-based attorney representing a number of the Caribbean families of crewmen who perished when the cruise schooner, the Phantom, went missing off Honduras, says he intends to push ahead with lawsuits. The boat had 31 crew members on board, including 25 Caribbean nationals, when it ran into problems during the passage of Hurricane Mitch. Contact with the schooner, owned and operated by Windjammer Barefoot Cruises in Florida, was lost on October 27th. Rescuers gave up a search for the missing seamen on November 5th after only finding scattered debris. Some people are blaming the company for sending the crew members to their deaths in order to save the boat. I asked American lawyer Bill Huggett, isn't it common for seamen to go out to sea to ride out the storm, as they say in the trade? On Guyana Island,